Welcome to the Achievement Awards Group podcast. I'm Jonathan, and joining me, as always, is Claire. Today, we're diving into the shifting landscape of media and communication strategies, how they've gone from mass media to minutiae, reaching customers where they actually are.
Thanks, Jonathan. The way brands connect with their audience has certainly come a long way. Gone are the days when TV, with its handful of channels, was the one-size-fits-all solution. Let's dive into the conversation. Today, brands are facing an ever-growing number of platforms and formats to reach people, especially younger audiences who are navigating this media-splintered world.
Right. For marketers, this complexity can be both a challenge and an opportunity. It requires a rethinking of strategies, shifting from the traditional spray-and-pray approach to something far more tailored. But with the right perspective, that complexity isn't an obstacle. It's a chance to build deeper, more meaningful connections.
Exactly. The key is recognizing that while there are plenty of channels, each audience segment might only use a few of them. And even within those segments, preferences can vary widely. A 50-year-old who prefers television and Facebook needs a different approach than a 30-year-old who might favour podcasts and Instagram. It's all about meeting people on their terms.
Absolutely, Claire. And that brings up an important point. This is no longer a set-it-and-forget-it game. Brands need to keep a close eye on what's resonating and what's not, constantly adjusting their approach. Real-time feedback means we're learning in real time, too, figuring out what works and where we need to pivot.
The focus on data isn't just about numbers. It's about understanding behaviours. Which messages are getting responses? What content leads to clicks, purchases, or just greater engagement? These insights are essential, allowing brands to fine-tune their outreach strategies and connect in ways that feel relevant and personal.
And that's where the opportunity lies, really. The fact that we now have this wealth of data means we can go beyond just reach. We can actually start reaching out. This is a fundamental shift, and it brings a lot of possibilities for marketers looking to build loyalty.
When you think about loyalty, it really comes down to emotional connection, doesn't it? And we know that those connections are stronger when the message feels personal. If you know, for example, that someone buys a coffee every morning, imagine sending them a free coffee voucher just as they're heading out the door. That level of personalization isn't just nice to have. It's becoming expected.
It's about depth over breadth, moving from just communicating to actually connecting. Knowing someone's habits, platform preferences, even their life stage means brands can tailor their messaging, making it both timely and relevant. Think of a new parent who's buying baby essentials now, but will soon be looking for vitamins and child-friendly products. Adjusting to those changes creates a loyalty that goes beyond transactions.
And it's that personal touch that leads to trust and loyalty. BrewDog is a great example of a company doing this well. Rather than blasting out generic messages, they use email in a way that's actually personal. Their loyalty program sends out customized content based on each customer's preferences and past purchases. They're creating a personal journey for each customer, and the results are impressive.
Yes. Those emails saw a 136% increase in click-through rates. And more than that, they saw a 40% boost in first purchase conversions and doubled their retention on the second purchase. It's a perfect example of how powerful personalization can be, especially when brands are using it to build relationships, not just sales.
Exactly, Jonathan. It shows that loyalty isn't about one big, flashy campaign. It's about many small, thoughtful interactions. The data allows brands to have those interactions at scale, but the impact on each person feels individual. And the beauty of it is that it's a sustainable way to build loyalty because it's rooted in real connection.
It comes down to having a customer-first approach rather than a media-first mindset. We've moved beyond the days when the goal was just how many people we could reach. Now, it's about the quality of those connections, how meaningfully we can reach out and stay engaged. It's a powerful shift, but one that requires a new way of thinking.
And for brands looking to do this, the tools are already out there. Social media, email, even SMS. All of these channels can be used to personalize communication. But it's about doing it thoughtfully. It doesn't mean every interaction is custom-made, but the experience should feel that way. Each touchpoint should build toward a cohesive relationship.
Loyalty today is a long game, built on continuous, personalized interactions that go beyond surface-level engagement. When a customer feels that a brand truly understands their needs, they're more likely to stay connected. And that connection is what drives performance, engagement, and lasting loyalty.
So, if you're looking to evolve your strategy, ask yourself, are you just reaching out to your audience, or are you truly connecting? Because that's where the future of loyalty lies, bridging the gap between reach and relationship.
Make today the day you explore what's possible with personalized loyalty. Take that first step toward creating connections that go beyond the basics and build genuine trust and loyalty.
That's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you for listening.
We'll catch you next time on the Achievement Awards Group podcast.
Until then, take care and check out the episode description for ways to get in touch with Achievement Awards Group.